As this year's chairman of the association, I represent almost 50 companies, many of which are trying to finance new plants, just like we are at Sundrop Fuels. The industry can't grow without financing for new plants. This is a capital-intensive industry, and as such, it requires debt to finance these plants. Lenders are, by their nature, very risk-averse. Hence, to promote financing of new plants and build this industry, Congress created the Renewable Fuel Standard to create economic incentive for investors to put equity into advanced biofuels companies and to reduce the financial risk for the lending community. The primary vehicle for providing this economic incentive is through the Renewable Index Number, or REN, which is attached to each gallon of advanced renewable fuel that's produced. Now, the value of the REN that's priced in dollars per gallon is set by the marketplace based on supply and demand. EPA sets the demand each year through the Renewable Volume Obligations, or RVOs. When EPA sets the RVO, or the demand, less than the supply, the REN value plummets and the intended economic incentive disappears. This is exactly what's happened with this year's proposed RVO rule. You remove the REN value, you remove the economic incentive, you remove the willingness for bankers to lend, you remove the ability for the industry to grow. This is what's happened at our company. Raising large amounts of debt to build new plants is a difficult ordeal, even in the best of times. Like buying a house, you'd like to spread the payments over a long period of time for these type of capital plants, like 20 years. Hence, lenders want to see a stable economic incentive through this REN value over that period of time. Now, Congress tried to create this in the renewable standard with increasing production targets for advanced biofuels over time, creating this required demand. However, when the EPA can come along in any year and set demand under the supply, they totally undermine what Congress intended. How do I go to my bankers and convince them that this stable economic incentive is going to be there for all this period of time? And that's a challenge that we're faced with and that we have to rectify.